Okay, so, they're gonna be, I'm continuing what, off of what Asher was saying last week. So, state in Mishnah that Anshi Chatzar, Anshi Mepesah, Shoshach, Uvalei Irvu. So, Halachas, what goes to the Mepesah, what goes to the Bnei Chatzar. Rashi says, Uvalei Irvu, Elu Im Elu, Avol Irvu, Elu Atzman, Ve Elu Atzman. That Lo Yirvu does not mean that they were Lo Yirvu. Klal means that they're married even to themselves. It says that Gufa Rashi came from Shachu Avleiru, like Tesiyamtiv says, that they were Ma'arv amongst themselves, but just now with everyone else. But Akvonim Rashi continues. Rashi says, Rashi asks the Kasha, the Lechayru, why don't the Bnei Aliyah answer on Bnei Chatzar Alts Drisa? So Rashi says, because Sulam Teres Mechitza. So, Tosis does not ask that question. Tosis says that he handles that maybe the Bnei Chatzar should answer on the Bnei Aliyah in the Merpeses. Tosis says that they can't do because the Merpeses belongs to the Bnei Aliyah. Then Tosis shows the fact that even for the Bnei Aliyah in the Merpeses, they do not have a Teres Dira over there. They don't have a Teres Pesach, which would give them Dira, like we heard last week. Rather, it's a Teres Hishtamshus, and that's why by Shteg Zeroyis, the fact that Sulam's Teres Mechitza, it would. Even despite the fact that Sulam Teres Mechitza, but it would still be the Sulam would chach give them a Shulchan Tuk Shtamshus, however exactly you're magged to that, it's still a gather of that they're Boin Benachas. So, and that's why they would be able to answer on the Benali. Now, when it comes to the Rashba seemingly has a whole entire different setup. The Rashba starts off that he asks Akasha that why don't the Bnei Aliyah answer on the Bnei Chatzar? To which he answers a word of Sulam Teres Mechitza Olav. That Kasha is the Kasha of Drisa. He's going that for Drisa, the Teres Mechitza Olav is going to happen. Then the Rashba goes ahead and asks the Kasha of, is the Teres Kasha, the L'chayro, what's the chilek? Why by Shtig is Teroyis? Why by Shtig is Teroyis? Is the Tachtoino able to answer the El Yoino? And the way he says it is that let the Bnei Chatzar answer up the Bnei Aliyah from the Merpeses, and let the Bnei Aliyah answer up the Bnei Chatzar even in the Chatzar, which is something that we never found in Tosis. So you're saying, how is the Rashba going to? So. Chayro stayed in Rashba. I mean, how could the, just to bring it out, just one more knitch, which is that you look at their Ben Yehonasan, mamash goes fakert from the Rashba. He asks also similarly two kashas. He asks first one question, that let the Bnei Aliyah answer up on the Chatzar. And to that he answers the Vard of Sulam Teres Mechitza Olav. Then he asks Drisus Regel. And to that he says the Vard, because we're passing like the Rabbanon, the Rabbi Akiva, that Drisus Regel So, Chayro, Ben Yenison is going Mamash Rakev from the Rashba. The Rashba, for Drisus Regal, he was okay with a vart of Tzulim Taris Mechitzalah. Ben Yenison says Taris Mechitzalah for his first Kasha, and doesn't, but that's not a good Taris for Drisa. For the other Kasha, which Stam is going to be something along the lines, we would think of what the Rajba asks, that they should answer Elo Aleilu. For that, Rabbi Yonason's okay with saying a word of Sulam Teres Mechitza Alav, but Masha'en Kane, the Rajba, is clearly not okay with using Teres Mechitza Alav to answer up this other kasha, because he said Teres Mechitza Alav to answer up Drisa, but he's not using that over here. So, Chalav was Tetzukta. So, mitzad the etzim kasha, of the Rashba, where the Rashba is asking that the bnei aliyos should answer up on the bnei chatzur. Chayro, what shaychus? Sulam teres mechitza alav. They're moved al mufresh from the chatzur. So, chayro v'shteita is that if. If these bnei aliyah lemaisa, where are they mishtamish chatzur? They're mishtamish in the chatzur. So it's not a chatzur. True, it's not a chatzur that's in front of their batim, but they're mishtamish is over there in the chatzur. They're boim derech sulamis to the chatzur. Doesn't say that. Sulam teres Pesach in this kasha. So they're born der sulamis. They're boim edu alilu der sulamis. So being that the bnei aliyah are boim der sulamis to the chatzur, and they are mishtam shisram, chayr shteida and the Rashba, that they could go ahead and answer up on the bnei chatzur in the chatzur alim, because you don't have to go ahead and be connected to your original rishos. As I advise this, the hainu. So let's put it down this way. Drisa, the Rashba's understanding, is a gedder that I have my rishos over here, and my rishos spills over into the other rishos, being that this rishos, it's a shtamshus of this rishos to get to rishos harabim. So I have a drisa that goes out from my rishos into the. Derech HaPesach to the Rishos HaRabim. So over there, to have a spillover of my Rishos, the Shalav HaKadir, for that Avada you need a Pesach. If there's a Mechitza that hacks it up, so then my Rishos is contained, it's stuck here, it cannot go any further. Masha'inkein Legabe Shtamshos, which is that Amdar over there. I have Ashtams there, I'm Dar over there, they're Alain. So over there, I don't, even if Sulam's Taras Mechitza Alav, and it's not connected to my original Rishos, but I don't need it to be connected to my original Rishos, because it's not spilling over from my Rishos. It's a Glei Chazach. It's over there, and mitzad them, I would be able to have that deer over there. So for that, he says a word of that. There's din gazel al Shabbos and the chatzur belongs to the bnei chatzur. And adkan. This and fresh the next Rashba. Let's leave that for now. So going over to the Rabbeinu Yonason. Rabbeinu Yonason, l'chayro, in his first kasha, he was asking, you need to be connected to your for Rabbeinu Yonason. And so going back to what's pshat in Gzistaroi is then that pshat in Gzistaroi is that despite the fact that the sulam is teres mechitza alav, but the word is that I go there to be mishtamish. I go Darach Aliyah to be Mishtamish. In the Gemara, it's not Mefurish that I go Darach Sulam. It's not the point. Like the Rashba, the point just is that I go there, and I'm Mishtamish there. Well, in Taisus, it's wichtig that I have a Sulam, which is a Nachas. It's easy to go there.
So,
in the Rashba, that's not vechtik. The point is that I am mishtamish there. Maybe you do need a chibur.
What? The point is that they do that.
But Akubanim, if the Iker was having a sulam, so then we should speak that out. So going over to Rabbi Nissen. So Chayyim Rabbi Nissen is going to go more al derech taisus, and that's why he has the kasha of that let them answer up derech Pesach, and for that a sulam of mechitza, teres mechitza love with taka shpat sa, because he holds you can't build a dira elsewhere. Your dira has to come from here. And for that, you have Teres Mechitzel. Then, by Drisa, he's saying Andrish. By Drisa, apparently Teres Mechitzel love would not stop things. And for that, he's answering a different Teres. So why by Drisa is saying different? So, maybe you could say, Stan, that Teres Drisa love, that Drisa is the gather, that it's not a Hishtamshus of this Rishus. It's Drisa, by definition, is something that I do over there. It's my Rishus's way to get the Rishus Rab, but it's not something that needs to be gerechent zusammen with my Rishus in Ganzen. It could be that it's you do that over there. So maybe then it wouldn't have to be connected. But I'm sure you can say about it.
Well, the thing is,
so. Regardless how you go, Rabbi Yosef is clearly going that he has no problem with Teres Chitzalov, and it's going to be a problem of Jesus. So Asher give him a farish like this. That go to Ein Vav and Beis, and Rashi in the Mishnah over there by Kaisa Shabbin Beis Chatzeres. So Rashi has a very interesting Zach. Rashi says by a Pirtzi, Yasser Meyod. Says have a pirzo, have lukulu kidiure chatzarachas. So he says, I did the pirzo, they blibe like diure chatzarachas. It's not zach. The point is, a pirzo makes one chatzar. The point is to make it diure chatzarachas. Another diak is Rashi all over the place. Rashi, every single time that he talks about mechitza, he flips it and says steam. Every single time. There I involved by Nantes elsewhere. He's always talking about a stima, which is mechitza is mechitza. What more pirush does it need? So Ulai could say that Rashi Farshteid, like the whole gzeru of Rishuyas is right. We shouldn't mix up with Rishus Rabbim. What does that have to do with? That has to do with the diur. So Rashi learned up that the nekuda of what we're trying to do over here with the chaloyim with a pesach, what we're trying to be mechaber is to be mechaber the diur. We're trying the. What has to come out is not a one rishus. The point of the mechitza is not simply to mechalak the rishus. The point is to blibe stima, that it blocks the b'nei rishus, the diure rishus, from being to one another. These people are dire over here. These people are dire over there, and they can't come together because the whole rishus, their abonon, is mitzad the people. I don't mixes the Rashi by Rishis the Rashi Rishis the Rabbanon. Rashi says as the Rishis the Rabbanon is Chatzeris the Rishus Yochid v'Yochid Hu. So the Shneim is Rishus HaYochid. What's Rishus Yochid v'Yochid Hu? Because that's where the Rishus Tutzach, the Teres Rishus, is called Kuli Mitzad the Yochid, the Yechidim, the Diurim. So the point of the mechitz is not to create two reshuyas; it's to create two diurei shei chateres. It's a stima lefnei hadiur. Im kain. So Rashi talk by on the test says teres mechitzah of klim reinu mevatol as stima lias kepesach. The Hainu Rashi's understanding that teres mechitzah on the sulam means that we don't reckon a teres pesach for the sulam, rather the sulam blibes, rather the makam blibes with the original mechitza. It's takalash lashon haramam also. In Tosis we find a different shmach. Tosis as by us end of Tosis says that when the aliyah is less than 10, the su leka besulam teres mechitza. But he was reckoning a teres mechitza to the sulam. Find the lashon also in the Meiri. Find that Meiri says Klar Zaza that a sulam needs to have 10, and when it's image sham, it lives a hefsek bin rishuyos. Maybe Azay and the Ritva. So. In what's this going on? Kanzai and Takal, like what we're saying, is that in Rashi's going that the Torah's Rishuyas, the Torah's Mechitza is to Mechalak Tim Diurim, so him came. So when you have a sulam that goes on that goes above the mechitza, if it wasn't talking to the etzem mechitza, so then it's very nice. The chiluk that we're having meikar was not a chiluk rishuyas. It was a teres stima. It was the point was is that these people are dar over here. And these people are dar over there. So if it's just a mahalak for the diure Chatzar Zeh to go over to Chatzar Zeh, it didn't create that they are dar b'makam echad. What it needs to do is we need to go ahead and be mevatel as hastim lias kepesach. Mashenkin, if the nukuda was mitzad reshuyas, that the var was that it's two reshuyas. So then, and as much that you have a chibur or a chibur rishis, that doesn't have to touch the mechitza alein. I'll just try to wrap up with trying to come back to the Rabbi Yonason, which is that if Rabbi Yonason went adar chtosis, which is that loy tosis the vart of the rishis is. The word of the Erevin is mitzad rishuy. It's not mitzad diur. Like Tosfos, it would come out then, the Rabbi Yonason, that when even if the sulam would blibe a teres mechitza mitzad rishuyos, but mitzad drisa is much more mitzad the. Call it the gavra dika din mitzad of the rishuyas. It's mitzad. It's not the etzem shtamshus of the rishus. It's what the gavra who's going out of the rishus goes to. So over there, that zikr that the sulam does the teres pesach of the sulam brings you to there and it allows you to go. So mitzad that would never be talked to. That would never be stopped by a teres mechitza. A teres mechitza would be to mechalak rishuyos, but it wouldn't be able to stop the gavra, and that's why even after teres mechitza, Rabbi Yonason could still ask that l'chari should be a problem of Jews.
Yeah. 10 minutes.